Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, we want to talk about the risk of faith. Let's take a look at the life of Abraham. And when we think of Abraham, if you were like me growing up, maybe in the 70s, you heard this song at Vacation Bible School, Never Ending. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Then you sing it faster and faster and faster. It's one of those kid songs that just caught on, and everybody and his brother sang it. But the reason that we think so much and so highly of Abraham is that God declared that Abraham was God's friend. Now, I don't know about you, but that is a pretty tall order to be the friend of God. Well, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8, listen to this statement. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, listen to the last three words, obeyed and went. You know, travel packages are offered with a lot of insurance policies and options. I read somewhere not long ago that when we travel internationally, about 50% of us purchase this travel insurance. When we travel domestically, hardly nobody does. But I have been on trips where I had that. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to be in the Holy Land this month. But as you can tell, we're not because we're coronavirusing. But in the middle of all that, I was so glad I had insurance. Well, the thing that makes things valuable, the things that make our possessions of great value, things like jewelry, hobby collections, that they have legal papers to assure passage of title to proper heirs. It's not like a travel package. It's like, how do I take things that matter most and ensure they get to who they belong to? We've built all kind of security around the important moves that we make. We buy life insurance, we set aside wills. Well, in the ancient world, Abraham moved about by his wits and his strength and, unusual for his time, radical faith in one God, Jehovah, the I Am. Faith gave Abraham his security. God would be Abraham's protector and God would prosper his life. God would take fear from Abraham's heart and he would replace it with courage. God, who sent this man into foreign territory, would show him truth that no one had ever uncovered. And all of this for Abraham, and here's the key, and all of it by faith. Abraham could have said, "No way, God," when God told him to move, and by the way, told him to move without telling him his destination. After all, a move like that would involve too little assurance and too much risk. Abraham, though, heard the Lord speak. He alone envisions with unprecedented clarity, and he believed. You know, life today gains richness and meaning as we put our faith in God, stretching resources, exhausting energies, pressing toward promises generally given to us throughout the Bible's amazing story. But we need to experience freedom like Abraham did. Abraham's freedom, the liberty and joy of trusting in our shield and our reward, this is what it looks like when we trust God. When God said to Abraham, pick up and leave, it was in a season in which people never, ever moved more than about 3 miles from where they grew up. And most people grew up in the family home even after they married and had children. The family home would just grow a bit larger or a bit busier. Well, friend, listen, in the middle of all the uncertainty that we're living in now, the one thing we know is we need to be God's friend, which is always based on the look at Abraham. What did Abraham do? And how did God bless, and maybe even why did God bless Abraham? Well, Abraham was told to pick up and go, and he went. Well, Abraham was obedient, and in doing so, he received God's richest blessing. That's my friend. If you want to be the friend of God today, here's how simple it is. Listen to God's voice and obey it. I know that sounds so simple, but it truly is. God bless you, friend. I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.